language that everybody here can easily understand.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
What? Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Welcome to the Uncommon Communicator Podcast, where we are here to bring enlightenment to the topic of communication. Today, in today's UC Playbook, we're going to be discussing our discussion with Rich Hopkins and leadership and communication. We're going to dive into a couple of topics today, talking about leadership styles, also talking about some of the other things that were brought up during our conversation. We'll leave that for the end and possibly an apology from the Uncommon Communicator, but let's dive right into this. Now, Rich talked about leadership styles. Now, one thing that I think is one of the most important things that anybody should do, especially self-developers, is know your leadership style. And that's where I recommend that you start. To really know your leadership style is really going to help you understand other people's leadership styles and how to communicate better with them. So know yours first. One thing they always recommend are like the traditional formal assessments. I've taken several of them, the DISC method. I've also done kind of one that didn't really have a name. It's very similar to the Briggs-Meyer test. And also a great test to take is the Workplace Genius. Lencioni, through his Workplace Genius, comes up with some styles that really fit the work scenario. And I really enjoyed going through that. All of them have a similar message. And that's one of the most important things that you can get is you can assess them all these different ways. They should be a common theme in there that gets you to the point where you really understand yourself. And then also it helps you understand those a little bit better. Outside of the qualitative or outside of the traditional formal assessments or the qualitative kind of self-examination, measuring within yourself the presence or even absence of different leadership characteristics, that all comes from really taking those assessments and understanding those. Now, through some research, they have really shown that there's three main styles of leadership: authoritarian, which is that autocratic, participative, also known as democratic, and the delegative, the laissez-faire, which, what a strange word that one is. But anyways, I feel like there should be streamers and banners in a parade or something. But I don't know. That's what I get when I see laissez-faire. Somebody doesn't care, but it's not the case at all. But one thing I really want to point out is within those research, those three main styles, the authoritarian, participative, and delegative, those all are really in line with what Rich shared with us, which was leading from the front, leading from the middle, and leading from the back. So diving a little bit deeper into those kind of topics that we talked about, I think it's fine to separate them into three categories. It's simple. It separates them that way. But we fit them into those three categories, but we don't operate completely within those boxes. So it's important to take those assessments and understand what your styles really are so you can understand yourself a little bit better. Then I'm going to go through seven of them. I've seen various representations that show 8, that show 10, that show 4. Everybody's got one, but pick one that connects with you. But I've got 7 of them. And as we talk through these, listen in to see what you see in yourself. And then also, what do you see in other leaders? So you can now begin that kind of classification and understanding how other people lead. First one we start with is that autocratic leadership. And we talked a little bit about that at the beginning. It's really known as like authoritarian. It's a leadership style that's always characterized by an individual control over all decisions, little input from the group members. That is the guy in charge. You see this a lot. You know them. You're thinking of them right now. It's a guy who's always in charge. Autocratic. It is certainly a leadership style. And there's been world leaders, dictators, good and bad, that have led the world in this autocratic leadership. The next one is pace-setting leadership. Now, pace-setting is kind of a results-oriented style of leadership that asks team members to match or exceed the standard shown to them. So you're setting the pace. You're out there showing how the work is going, and people are coming along with you, and you're leading them that way. You're pace-setting. Now, transformational leadership, that is the one that's probably the most effective in bringing about lasting change. Here's a couple of names of transformational leaders: Henry Ford, Martin Luther King Jr., Steve Jobs, people who have transformed industries and our world. That's that kind of transformational leadership. It's very effective. in bringing some change to this world, but it takes a certain individual to be able to lead that way. Coaching leadership. Coaching leadership is a style that involves recognizing team members' strengths, weaknesses, motivations, anything that helps that individual to improve. You're looking into them and you can see all the positives and the negatives. And then within those motivations, you're even learning what motivates them and what motivations they need to improve. And that's an important part about coaching leadership. The next one is democratic leadership. Now, democratic leadership, also referred to as the participative leadership, it's a management style in which decision-making is shared among the team members. Democratic, it comes along with the word that we talk about. Affiliative leadership. Now, these individuals portray their leadership traits through promoting harmony and conflict resolution among teams. They're the ones who's bringing everybody together, bringing the teams together, and really getting everybody to come to kind of a collaboration, that they're collaborators, the affiliative leadership styles are. And the last one is the delegative leadership. And this one, we talked a little bit about it early on. They are known as the laissez-faire leadership. I like to think of it as kind of that cool, he's the laid-back cousin of the leadership family. Really, in a nutshell, he's handing over the reins, at least some of them, to your team members and letting them take the wheel. He's delegating. He knows how to hand the reins over and know that that individual is also going to learn from taking those reins. And so they're supporting that kind of leadership. Now, out of those seven styles of leadership, three of them kind of repeated off our three main ones. Remember the autocratic, the democratic leadership, and the delegative all fit within that bubble of the three main ones. But we operate in those other ones. And which ones of those, when you heard that, did it click with you and think, that's me? The other thing that might cross your mind is, I don't know if any of them are me. And that's fine, because now you need to really dive into and understand what the traits are of each of these individually, and you can find out which one you fit. And here's, I think, the most important thing in any form of leadership. Yes, leaders are born. That is a true statement. People have the natural ability and skills that just fit them to be any one of those styles of leadership, but every one of them can be learned. Every one of them can transform yourself into that new person to lead that way that you want to lead, because that's the other side of really being on that quantitative side of assessment is, do you look at leaders and think, I want to be like them? Well, that's a great example to want to learn and change your leadership style. I know that my leadership style has changed over the years, and even in taking this the tests, they have changed in my even self-assessment of myself, but the results are changing as we develop different leadership skills to meet the needs of the people around us. And one of the things that was really important, as Rich talked about in our podcast, was you really need to fit your style to the group that you're leading. And that's one of the most important things in understanding all these different leadership styles, is to really be able to transform how you lead to fit those that you are leading. Sometimes you need to be leading in front. Sometimes you really need to step back and give somebody the reins to let them shine, let them grow, let them learn. And this is a quote from Rich as well, too. Military style, let's talk about that type of leadership. Generals typically aren't going to lead their troops from the front because they're considered too valuable. You know, you have ranks, and those ranks aren't going to be leading in the front. You're going to be sending the charge, giving the directions, having the work be done by the foot soldiers. So that style of leadership, even though you are the general of that, of the military, you are still going to delegate and you're going to lead differently. And that's okay. It's really about leading with influence and leading with impact. One thing we briefly talked about was leading upward, and Rich had to have me clarify that one a little bit, but really leading upward means having influence from any level of your position, in whatever level you're at in learning your level of leadership. One of the things is knowing that you can and have influence on those ahead of you. If they value your input, you may not have the position, but you will have the influence. Now, jumping into Rich's story of Dhananjaya. Now, Dhananjaya was a speaker who won the international speech contest with Toastmasters. Now, Rich had mentioned, you know, went through his story, how, and which is really neat. I mean, they did a movie about him. They did a documentary. You can get it on on Amazon Prime, I think for $1.99 or something like that. But it walks through his journey of becoming and working towards being on the stage for the International Speech Contest at Toastmasters International. And here's a gentleman that he never met, saw the video and said, you know what, I'm not going to give up. And Rich has this win anyway attitude. He has this win anyway idea, which is just so inspirational. But he found this out from this Dan and Jaya, that that's the reason that he went on. And this guy won the International Speech Contest. And Rich has got close, and we're still rooting for Rich. Rich is going to get there because Rich's message is amazing, win anyway. But the idea from that is that there is influence that goes out, that you lead and are leading people without even knowing it. And your influence and impact can have an incredible effect on the world. Now, one thing, this is where the uncommon apology comes in. When I quoted Rich at the end of that episode, I quoted him wrong. And not only that, when I took a soundbite, I did a soundbite of myself quoting Rich. Of course, you know, I wanted to hear myself say it, and I quoted him wrong again. Now, the quotes are very similar, but just for clarification, Rich said this at the end of his speech. He says, "Are you living a life worth watching?" And that was all in tied to this reference to Dan and Jaya and people following and leading. Are you living a life worth watching? Are you having impact? Are you influencing? Now, where I quoted Rich was, as I said, are you living a life worth repeating? Very similar, though. And I'm going to attribute both of those to Rich. Rich gets the attribution for those quotes because both of those things are impactful for our lives. And I don't want to go anywhere without thinking about the power of that. In fact, during our session, I had to pause and think about it because it really did. It had an impact on me. Are you living a life worth watching? Are you living a life worth repeating? Now, our UC moment for today, first, let's do a quick summary. We did talk about the different leadership styles. You have to know your leadership style. And when you know your leadership style, you can assess others, and then you're going to know how to communicate with others. So it's very important to know your leadership styles. I challenge you to go out and look into what is your leadership style. The next thing is know about influence and that you have influence on people. Even when you don't know it, even when you're not trying, you will be influencing people, especially if you are living a life worth watching. So our UC moment for today is this: know yourself first, then you will know others better. And that's all I've got for today. See you. Bye.